This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Ever notice the very same people who claim to want to protect children by pushing vaccines? They're the ones who are pushing infanticide and abortion up to the very last due date, as well as killing a child who survived a failed abortion. This has now been legalized in New York. And it's these Democrats who are pushing vaccine mandates in California, for example, with SB 277, State Senator Richard Pan there, a child murdering demon, just another Democrat who wants to murder children. And these are the people who claim to have compassion for children. Oh, they say they want to save children. You know what? BS. If you want to save children, why did you just legalize murdering children in New York? That's what they did. They legalized infanticide. They legalized the murder of human babies. And then just to celebrate it, Cuomo ordered a tower lit up in pink light to indicate the blood of all the children. This is child sacrifice. This is like ritualistic mass murder of children, and they're celebrating it in New York because Democrats are Democrats. Democrats run the vaccine industry, by the way. Big Pharma is dominated by Democrats. That came out in a new study that showed, you know, while conservatives tend to dominate fields like agriculture and energy, you know, oil and fossil fuels and such, liberals dominate, of course, media, public relations, and big pharma. Huh, what a surprise, because they are the party of death and murder and maiming children. These are the people who promote female genital mutilation, the permanent maiming of little girls. I mean, scarring them for life. And Democrats support this because they are the party of child torture and child murder. This is who they are. So no wonder they love vaccines so much, because vaccines cause a lobotomy and cause some children to be paralyzed for life, some children to be killed. Other children become autistic because the vaccines cause that damage. This is a crime against children and a crime against humanity. And it's all being done by the Democrats. I mean, Trump has said that he's opposed to these toxic vaccine mandates, and he wants to make vaccines safer, you know, without all the toxic chemicals that are deliberately added to vaccines. But the big thing that needs to happen is we need to end the vaccine industry's legal immunity, because that allows them to put out a product with zero quality control, with no legal liability. Even if their products damage children and kill children, they have zero liability. It's incredible. As I've said before, if a car company put out faulty car products that killed families and children, well, they would be sued and they would be liable. So they have an incentive to have some form of quality control. But the vaccine industry has zero liability. They cannot be sued in court. It's unreal. And the Supreme Court's already ruled on that. And so the vaccine industry gets away with just stuffing their vaccines with the most toxic, brain-damaging ingredients that you can imagine. Aluminum, formaldehyde, antibiotics, aborted human fetal cells, mercury, you know, MSG, adjuvants, all kinds of stuff that goes in there. Squalene, things that cause inflammation of the nervous system. They all go into vaccines because the vaccine makers have zero liability. It's just, this is a crime against children. And the media is complicit in this, because the media, of course, is just a bunch of liars at this point. They lie about everything. They lie about the Russia hoax, falsely claiming that Russia worked with Trump to somehow steal the election in 2016. Zero evidence of it. In fact, the real evidence shows that Hillary Clinton was working with Russians to try to frame Trump. That's the Spygate scandal. You know, the media lies and says that you need pharmaceuticals, but nutrients might be dangerous to your health. Don't take vitamin C. Don't take vitamin D. No, they say that's quackery. But what you need is 100 vaccines and, you know, 15 prescription drugs. That's good for you, they say. Meanwhile, everybody who's on all those drugs looks like death, is toxic, having liver failure, cancer, cognitive dysfunction, you know, hair falling out, reproductive organs failing, can't sleep, can't poop. You know, they're a mess. Because the media's role is to push poison on people, including in the food supply. They push pesticides and herbicides and GMOs, and they say, oh yeah, just eat unlimited glyphosate. It's all good for you. Don't you know? Keep eating the poison and then get injected with poison. That's the media. Because the media is poison. They poison your mind with their fake news, fabricated false stories, made up sources and everything else. They are fake and they are poison. So it's no coincidence that poison media would push poison medicine and poison food, you know, and poison prescription medications and everything else. That's who they are. Poison, you know, chemotherapy, the toxic cancer industry that poisons patients for profit, and the media pushes them. The same media that claims to want to protect children from the flu. But then, you know, the very next story is, oh, they want to murder children who happen to survive an abortion attempt. They just murder babies now. And they call it women's health. Wow. So wait a second. If I say, no, the real thing that women need for their health is, you know, vitamin D, because a lot of women are vitamin D deficient. And maybe they need to eliminate exposure to hormone disruptors that are causing breast cancer, for example, endocrine disruptors and so on. That's women's health. The media would say, no, that's quackery. Real women's health is murdering babies. And then they're going to celebrate it. They're going to light up the buildings. They're going to cheer and applaud. Again, because the left, they are demoncrats. They are demons. They are child murderers. It's just like, it's right out in the open now. It's not even debatable anymore. They are child murderers. You know, if there was a group that was trying to protect children from abortion that was out there saying, yeah, vaccines need to be made cleaner. We need to protect children from the toxic ingredients in vaccines. We need single-dose safe vaccines. I could give them some credit. I could see that there's some authenticity to that argument, even though, of course, you know, vaccines are made dangerous in other ways, just beyond the toxic ingredients. There are other problems as well. But at least that would be some kind of integrity argument. But for these leftists who are murdering babies to come along and say, we love children, vaccinate everybody, it's such nonsense. This complete BS. They hate children. In fact, they hate children so much, they're willing to murder their own children. They are murdering future Democrats, by the way. Most people who get abortions are Democrats. So Democrats are willing to murder future Democrats in order to push their abortion agenda. Do you think they care one bit that they're murdering children with vaccines? No, they don't care. They hope more children die from vaccines. This is their goal. These are the same people, by the way, these Democrats who say that their population is too large, too many people in the world, they say. They want to depopulate the planet to save the planet. You know, you've heard this before, all the climate change BS. Have to reduce the population. Well, how are they going to do that? Oh, vaccines, you see. Toxic medicine, toxic food, depopulation, abortion, murdering human babies. This is all in alignment with their goal to eliminate humankind from the planet. Remember when the New York Times ran that op-ed just, I don't know, a month ago or whatever, that said, you know, the extinction of humanity wouldn't be a bad thing. It would save the planet. This was the New York Times. And I think it was some college professor who wrote that and hasn't retracted it. No, this is what they want. The extermination of the human race. And vaccines are one way to get that done. And so are abortions. You see, and a toxic food supply, cancer-causing glyphosate in the meals. The children's school lunches are full of glyphosate, toxic food, toxic media poisoning the population. This is how it's done. This is what Democrats represent. This is who they are. They hate humanity. They murder their own children. and they're trying to convince you to murder yours with vaccines. If you believe that, then they will exterminate you, by the way. Resist the murder cult of the left. Read my website, vaccines.news, and support the new upcoming movie, Vaxxed 2, which is coming out this summer. Go to the website, vaxxed2.com. That's the numeral 2, VAXXED2.com, and help donate and help support that film so they can get it finalized and put out to the world this summer. It's coming, and the establishment is totally freaking out and panicking about that movie coming out. So that's why you should support it. Anything that makes the globalist panic should earn your support. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the editor of naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.